all the guys is going to be baptized more or less here in the front section. And I want to talk to them a little bit today, but not only for them, but for everybody here, but specifically to them, because they're making some pretty big decisions in their life today, right? And it takes some boldness to do this. Now, why do we do a baptism? We do a baptism. It's not only an act of obedience, but it's a public declaration, right, of an inward transformation that took place. But we show it because we want to shout out to the world, because I belong to Jesus Christ. I want to show the world that I've chosen to make him my king, my savior, my Lord, my everything. He is my Yahweh. It's right what the girls just saying so beautifully. That is exactly what they've chosen to follow, right? I wrote to you that baptism is a step of obedience. It's a leap of faith and the beginning of a walk with the Lord that will last forever. Forever, right? So I want to read to you from Matthew 10, verse 32. It says, "Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me here before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven." And that is exactly why they are doing what they're doing, right? They have just decided that today I'll publicly declare what I have chosen to do with my life. Right? God honors that, man. God honors that you choose him. You choose to love him enough to say to the world, "Here I am. I don't care what the world says. I don't care the backlash that I'm going to get maybe from family or from friends or from friends at school. Right? I don't care about the judgment. Here I am, God. You are more than enough. You are more than enough." And the reason why I say baptisms fit so perfectly with communion is because of Romans 6. And it's a little bit of a lengthy passage, so just bear with me for a little while. It reads, "For we are dead to sin. How can we go on sinning then? Don't you know that all who share in Christ Jesus by being baptized also share his death?" When we were baptized, like these guys are going to be, right? When we were baptized, we die and we were buried with Christ. And that's when you go under the water, right? That's when you die and you be buried with Christ. But when we come up, it says here, "As Christ was raised to life by the glory of God the Father, so we will raise with new life. For we shared in Jesus' death by being baptized. We will be raised to life with him. We know that the people we used to be were nailed to the cross with Jesus. This was done so that our sinful bodies would no longer be slaves to sin." Oh, man, we don't have to be slaves to sin. You guys don't have to be slaves to sin anymore, right? Because what happens is we decide to turn our back against the world, turn our back against our earthly, fleshly nature. Look, we were born into sin. We were born into this world, but we are not of this world, right? We are not of this world. And that's exactly what they're doing. They say, "I'm choosing against this, and I'm choosing to run for God." We've had these birds since yesterday coming in. I keep thinking, oh, man, this is just incredible. Hopefully they don't poop on one of you. Anyway, if they do, there's some serviettes at the side, right? Toilets over there for the guests, right? Anyway, where were we? "This was done so that our sinful bodies would no longer be slaves to sin. We know that sin doesn't have power over dead people," right? Because if you're dead, what can hold you? Nothing. Nothing can hold you. So when you get baptized, sin cannot hold you. It cannot touch you. If you keep choosing God and you keep to walk with God, man, you can be successful with that choice, right? "As surely as we died with Christ, we believe we will also live with him. We know that death no longer has any power over Christ. He died and was raised to life, never to die again. When Christ died, he died for sin once and for all. But now he is alive and lives only for God. In the same way, you must think of yourselves as dead to the power of sin. But Jesus Christ has given you life and you live for God." Right? He took all the sin of this world on his shoulders. He carried this. That sin, he carried it. Each and every one of us at that moment was thought of. Each and every one of us, future generations, was thought of in that moment. And he said, God, I will do this for your children. And he took his sin on himself and he was nailed to the cross that we could live. Right, that we could live. He died for us. And then sometimes I think, isn't getting baptized the least we can do? Oh, the bare minimum, man. It's an act of obedience, right? The bare minimum we can do. So what I want to say to these guys today is, don't be afraid to start over. Today you're making a life decision to turn your back on the world, to get baptized, to show it publicly. Don't be afraid to start over, because guess what? Now is the chance to build a life you've always wanted. The life you ever wanted. It's at your fingertips now. It's within reach. And you have that opportunity to step into that. So Smith Wigglesworth said, I want you to promise the Lord today that from today you will not think back, look back, or act back. Don't think back, don't look back, and don't act back. Because that old person, it's no longer you. That person doesn't hold you anymore. God has a plan for your life. God has a calling on your life. And it's within reach. It's right here. You can grasp it. We're going to hand out communion soon. So the kids that are going to do that, we can get them ready. Thanks. And then I want you not to shine so others can see you, but I want you to shine so that others can see him in you. Right? Don't try and shine for the world, because you will fail horribly. But shine so that others can see him in you. Isn't that beautiful? Right? We've got such an opportunity today. So as as the communion is going to be handed out, I would like you to just take it and hold on to it, right? We're going to get the girls up just to play in the background the song they just did. And then we're all going to take it together. I'll do a prayer for us. I'm not sure, quite sure where Lise is at the moment. But Gail and Lise, you guys can come up. Thank you. I see you. And they're going to start playing the song that we just did in the background. And when we're done taking communion, we're going to get everybody, well, you're all here already, but we're going to start going into the baptisms. We're going to play some videos. And you'll see in the background, we're going to have some music throughout while we're doing that. And I want you to pray for these people. Come on, while they are getting baptized, I want you to think of them. I want you to reach your hands out to them, and I want you to pray for them. So the reason why we take communion is because we acknowledge the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. We acknowledge that he died for us. We acknowledge that he took the world's sin on his shoulders. And I want to just say, what an incredible privilege you guys have to have communion on your baptism. It's like a double whammy, man. And I think it's so special that you guys get to do that. You know, you get to acknowledge that, what did Jesus do for me on the cross? And then you get baptized. And you say, yes, Jesus, I'm giving it all for you. And it's such an honor and a privilege to do that. You can start playing in the background. Thanks, Lise. Okay, so hold on. So for those of you who don't know, what we do is we eat the little bread circle that's on top first, and that resembles can I show it? Thank you, husband, you're amazing. So if you open the first layer, right, we're going to have this little emblem. I think that's what we call them, an emblem, right? So we're going to have this, and this resembles the body of Christ, how he was crucified on the cross for us. I mean, he wasn't even recognized as a human being at that stage, right? He was beaten, he was bruised. He had to carry his cross up on the mountain to be crucified so that we could live, right? For us to sit here today. But you know what else is pretty significant of that? He did that so that we could have our own free will as well. We have a choice if we want to follow him. And by taking communion, we choose him. You know, when somebody comes to you and you tell them, you will come and, I don't know, you will come and pack the chairs. Something simple, right? They work for you. Maybe they get paid. You will pack the chairs. They go and they pack the chairs. It's done. But if somebody comes and say, Nicole, I want to pack the chairs for you. How would you like them? What can I change them? What about this? When would you like them done? Do you see there's a heart change? There's a difference. And when we choose Jesus, when we take communion and we've got the privilege of having our own free will, that's what we get. We get to say, God, I love you so much that I choose you. God, I love you so much I'm going to acknowledge you. God, I love you so much you were beaten, you were bruised for me. And now I choose you. So that's why we take the little emblem. And then afterwards, we drink. This is just juice, but it resembles the blood of Jesus. And that is because he spilled his blood so that we could live. And that in itself is really significant, because you know what? He could have chosen the easy way out. He could have said, oh God, actually today, I don't feel like it. I mean, I just look at my own children. Ah, Mom, not today. TV is more important. Oh, Mom, I'll get to it later. The game is more important, right, boys? That's what we're all children. That's what we do as adults as well. It's not only kids, right? But God said, no, I'll take this burden on my shoulders and I will carry it for you, God, because you are important enough.